from Martin J. Driscoll, date April 8, 2017, 8:27 a.m. Subject: It is me letting friends down. No, no, dear, my friends have let me down, but I still cared to want them in my life. No more. 2. Marquis Ritchie, C.C., William Jamal Wilson, Blythe Rayford, Rob Edgar, Pound Cremobona Good. Robinson, Sammy Francher. Marquis, you are a person who has touched my heart and my life, and you do not appreciate to the level you could realize it is. But you cannot hold me hostage to not hold you to all great honorable men still. I would not allow a friend to hop in a car to drive drunk at any time and any way far. But you want to drive us drunk anyway. And I will not stand here to be said, no, no fucking way. I would not set a friend onto the road of life by himself if all could be said, all could be wed, and all could be done understood. But as true as your words hold to yourself and my words hold to myself against the tide of talking difference, you know as well as I, the understanding does not come and the push and pull is breaking me so grand. We cannot be friends in this distrust. I asked you to pull into some wisdom, and to make a pledge with me long time ago, and you said you would never do. I also asked you to send me some world that guide you so true so to put into the moral class of wisdom guidance here still. You never do. The best think on that clankety clack clack train track of life we are running upon, You Give Me Pierre, by Carol King. Honestly dear, I care, and honestly dear I don't think you do. My words written to this universe of all things I know I hold reverend to, are words of mine written onto the space of origin.org under my United Community of Spirit profile, which that site's presence life no longer holds astride. But what I say is what I say is what is I say, and be damned you to be able to deny truth and say what I say is a lie. That I do not hold the honor of great words of mine in all times honored to my best ability. You want me to deny me my right of holding my world written way long time ago, and silence them out of existence. For you may not know the words I have, for they are who I am. You cannot take that away from me, to bend me to something you are attempting to envision you want from me. It does not work that way. Now call me wrong, I have an address for that. But it is being called wrong, it is being held to the final call, I am standing my ground. Because you actually do not care to release, I will not separate myself of my cause for even one man who I love as dearest as you. I told you this so many times in too many ways for you to not know what I am saying and to lead astray angry that I did not indeed warn you to refocus what you are pressing into our way. For it will, as you may think you are of innocence, it will be you that would crash both you and I first before breaking the notion that we don't drive such wild ways in distrust / There is no structure but love that I know you have to fall to all down darkest way to pick yourself up in solitary ways. Because you do not realize my strengths, because I actually have not been able to be all strong for anyone unless they are strong for me first, because we must take a new stride to carry a voice command of life united. You won't go willingly without me having to put down a coercion, you are making it stand that you have lost all freedom, but you are freedom is to walk away, at the time you know you are attempting to do something dark against the light of truth. You are not a dummy, you are wiser one, but you need to see what you are undoing upon yourself that I'm in no way attaching my energy upon. I have a bending force, it is called a persuasive address. But you don't want to even see where persuasive ways is best. You want to hold a view of solitary, in solitary, against me, a fuck you, it is Marquis way or no way. Dearest, your way is insulting of creative community. You are a man who is a remarkable talent of standing. But you're not that smooth to overtake me. Mr. Ritchie.